Welcome back to Money News right around the country. You may be aware last night we spoke to the chief executive of Food Standards Australia and New Zealand about a new push that's come here in Australia to be able to sell raw milk. Now, as you may be aware, Australia is one of the relatively few countries around the world where raw milk is not sold. In New Zealand, for example, raw milk is capable of being sold. But this is about the issue of selling milk that has not been pasteurised. Now, pasteurisation, of course, takes a lot of the bacteria out of milk, but many people suggest that the raw milk is a better quality and premium product. And that's a reason why the farmers are very keen to try and sell it, or some of them at least. But the question is, as one emailer sent to me and said, well, it's all very well to have one farm selling the raw milk, but the real issue is if you have raw milk that comes from 100 different farms, then you can't always necessarily be absolutely certain of the quality. And that's why pasteurisation is so absolutely important. Now, the issue is also that there have been even some people who have been charged as a result of their quest to try and sell the raw milk product. There are other people also who are really worried because even go back to 2014 and there was one young girl who died as a result of drinking this particular product. Let's now go to a man who's been watching milk-based products for the past couple of weeks in his role as the chair of judges at the 2016 Sydney Royal Show's Cheese and Dairy Produce. That man is Mark Livermore, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Mark.
Not a problem, Ross.
Look, here's the interesting thing. Until only a few years ago, there was no raw milk products able to be imported into Australia. And I made the mention last night that one of my favourite cheeses anywhere in the world is the English cheese Colston Bassett Stilton. Now, this is made from a raw milk, and until recently, that wasn't capable of being imported into Australia. It is now. So there has been some relaxation about raw milk products brought into Australia, particularly when processed. But this is actually all about whether people should have the right to drink the raw milk. That's the key, isn't it?
To cut to the chase, I really agree with what the Food Standards Australia and New Zealand guy said last night. And the code, they've been watching it very closely. They have examined their risk management processes, as you'll be aware, and they've loosened up and put some restrictions around the manufacture of raw milk cheese here in Australia. So we can now manufacture raw milk cheeses, but there is, with straight raw milk consumption, there is a risk to the public health.
Okay, just explain to me, though, because I'm interested in this. Yep. The raw milk cheese is made in Australia. Does the raw milk actually change or improve the flavour of those cheeses?
There's been some recent work done late last year through the Dairy Innovation Centre in Victoria, where they actually extracted the bacteria from raw milk and then pasteurised the milk and then put those bacteria that could be used back into it. And we did get some slight changes in flavour. Yes, there is possibly some difference that occurs by using raw milk in the manufacture of cheese, but the cheeses that we make here in Australia over a number of years have won medals at the World Dairy Congress in America, at competitions in Europe. So our cheeses are right up there with the top pasteurised or unpasteurised milk cheeses anywhere in the world.
Well, isn't it interesting? I mean, so what is it about the raw milk, particularly when it comes to the cheeses? Why is it that some producers are so absolutely dead keen to try and use the raw milk rather than the pasteurised milk?
Oh, well, there is a whole process going with pasteurising, and if you want to make raw milk cheeses, it's a little bit quicker and easier to make as far as the amount of manufacturing machinery you need. But it's like any of these sorts of things. There is a risk, and while the public health, the Australian New Zealand Food Standards Code, as I say, they have looked at that. And the people that now make raw milk cheese, there's a fair few hoops they've actually got to go through. So the milk coming into their factory is very, very clean compared to some of the other milk.
Is there also a danger that it's said that some of the milk that has been consumed that has caused the illnesses and even potentially the death had been marketed as organic bath milk? So this is raw milk marketed as bath milk, but then consumed by humans, and as a result, they have suddenly got themselves crook. I mean, that's one of the issues here, I would have thought.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been a This has been going on ever since pasteurisation was first introduced, but over probably the last 30 years, there's been a constant push to allow farmers to sell raw milk. There's a few of them in Queensland that have tried it. There's people in New South Wales that have tried to sell raw milk. And it's just been this constant battle. And it's not, in some cases, it's not really about the quality of the milk. It's about someone wanting to avoid a regulatory regime.
So when it comes down to it, I mean, is there any commercial benefits here to being able to use the raw milk or not being able to use the raw milk for farmers for processors?
For some individual farmers, there may be that they're seem to be putting a premium on it. And this selling it as bath milk or Cleopatra's milk, there's been all sorts of schemes used where they've even sold some of their herd and said, well, Ross or Mark own that cow, so they're coming here to get the raw milk from it. There's been all sorts of schemes used to try and avoid the regulation. But the reality is that raw milk can cause serious food poisoning problems, and as you've mentioned, it can cause death.
All right, now, I can't let you go without one last question.
You're right,
and that is, you're the chair of judges at the Royal Easter Show Cheese and Dairy Produce. Now, you've tasted a lot of cheese over this time. What was the very best cheese? What's the one cheese you'd say, Ross, just go down and buy a little bit of this cheese?
It's a constant one, but the reality is the last cheese I ate is the answer to that. But the cheese that won the champion cheese at the Sydney Royal this year was an exceptionally good cheddar cheese, the one from Bega Cheese, and that's been widely publicised.
Yeah.
Was there
a brand name or was there a particular, aged?
It was in a brand name. It's in the Coles label.
Is that right? That's one, the champion cheese is actually there on the Coles shelf.
Yes, and anyone in Australia can buy it.
Wow, that's an amazing thing. And that's really quite encouraging and affordable, I presume, for people as well.
Absolutely.
Livermore is the chair of judges at the Sydney Royal Easter Show Cheese and Dairy Produce. And that issue of raw milk, you can expect that to go on for quite some time. Farmers pro and against it, and I think it will. Mark Livermore, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ross.